last share was based on the Yisoid that the Chofetz Chaim told us, which is a wonderful thing. And the Chofetz Chaim explained to us that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us this world, brought us down to this world in order to give us, and in order for us to perform the mitzvahs of the Torah, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvahs for our benefit. And unfortunately, because of our averas, we are still here in Golas. The Chofetz Chaim explained to us what is the cause of this Golas, why are we here, and what is stopping us from continuing and eventually getting our tefillahs answered and straight up to Kiseh HaKovod. And that would be, as we mentioned last time, the Chofetz Chaim says, Sinas Chinam and Lashon Hara. So in the second day of the Hakdomah, the Chofetz Chaim continues, V'chasheh, Nach besod der Rochenu v'nach goyra eza avoynos heima ikorim, Hagoyrim la'arichas gelosenu, V'nimtsoim harbe. So the Chofetz Chaim, if we would make an investigation, and we would search, what is the avera that is keeping us in this golas? What is it that's causing us to continue being in this golas, in this horrible, dark, depressing golas? Says the Chofetz Chaim, we'll find as many averas. However, says the Chofetz Chaim, achet haloshoin hu al kuloi. As we're going to learn, the chet of Lashon Hara comes way above all of the other avers that you may find also being the cause of the prolonged golas. But Lashon Hara really, really is on top of them. Mipnei, come upon Tamim. Says the Chofetz Chaim, there are many reasons for this. Echod, number one. Kevon shezehoyoch ikele sibas gluseinu. Kemoshe evinu megemor yumum yishalmi. Says the Chofetz Chaim, what is the reason, and this we said last time, that we are actually in this golas? What got us here to begin? What caused the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and led us over here? It was Lashon Hara. So if Lashon Hara was the item, was the thing that caused us to become into golas, so obviously that's the same avera that's keeping us here again and again, year after year. Imkein, kol kama shelo nira lesaken zachet. As long as you don't fix up the avera, eich tuchal yesh gula. How can you expect for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring the Geula, the Beis HaMikdash, Mashiach, if we're still doing the same Avera that we were placed here in Golas to begin with? Kevon, Shezeh Achet, Begam Kol Kach, She'al Yedei Zeh, Golinu Ma'aseinu, Alach Haskama V'kama She'inu Manichenu Lo V'Lautseinu. Again, the Chofetz Chaim is stressing to us that if this was the Avera, or at least one of the main Averas, that led us to this very, very depressing and unfortunate Golas that we're still in, and we're still here, every single year, every Tisha B'Av we cry, we're still here, and we're still here, and we're still here. One of the Choshev Gedolim went into a store on an Erev Tisha B'Av to buy a Sefer Kinnis, and he said to the shopkeeper, how much is this kinnis? And the shopkeeper told him whatever the price of the kinnis was, and he started handling the price, getting him down more and more and more and more. And the shopkeeper thought, this is really weird. And he said to the robber after, he said, so it's funny, you come to the shop almost on a weekly basis, you buy stacks of svarim, you never once mentioned anything about the price, all of a sudden now you're trying to get this kinnis down to a third of the price. What's going on? He says, listen, very simple, every sefer that I buy, I assume that I'm going to use for many, many years. Here I'm buying a kinnis, Erev Tisha B'Av, I only need it for this year, because next year Mashiach is going to be here. That was his emistic betochen that he had. We're in this goddess year after year, every Tisha B'Av we still cry. Says the Chofetz Chaim, if you want to know what the reason is, Rabbi said, we don't have to look far at the terrible things that are going on in Klal Yisrael. There are Nebuch people that have got illnesses, there are Nebuch people that are dropped dead for no reason whatsoever. There are people with problems of Shalom Bayis, there are people with problems of children, all sorts of things. You don't have to look far for such a thing. All of these things and many more come from the fact that we're in goddess. And the reasons that the Chofetz Chaim that was still in Golas is because we never fixed up the Avera originally that caused us to come here. Ve'oit, halo yaduahu, shenigza aleinu Golas mikvah me'es maisa meraglim. We know, at the time of the Meraglim, it was already a gzeira for us to be in Golas. Kamo shekosev nikposik in Tehillim by the Meraglim, v'yisa yadu lahem. Lahapa lason v'chulei bagoyim. Right, ulazoro yisom ba'artzos. Ukamosha perish Rashi, the Ramban, the Chumash parasha Shalach Lecha. We know that when Klal Yisrael cried on that time when the Meraglim came back with their reports of Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara tells us that the Ribbono Shel Olam said that because you cried now, I would establish this to be a night of crying for the rest of your lives, and that was obviously the night that was the night of Tisha B'Av. The Chet HaMeraglim, what is that Chet of Meraglim? Halloy Haya Avoy Lashon Hara. Beautiful. That was caused because they spoke Lashon Hara. Come to Yisra Be'erich and Daftes Bobam and Aleph Imkain on the Muchroch and the second Zeh Chet Koidim HaGeula. In order for us to get the Geula, for us to, in order to make the Geula come closer and come in our times, says the Chofetz Chaim, there's only one way, and that is to fix up this Aveira. For oit, nimtza mafuish ha'ovoin ze goyrim she Yisrael nirdim beferech. If you want to look why Nebuch, Klal Yisrael, go through such terrible times, b'mashakos of a parasha Shemois, where Moshe Rabbeinu found Dosan Ba'avir and they were talking, they were reporting people to the Mitzrim. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Ochein noida hadova. Now I know why. What does that mean? Explained Chazal. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to know why were Klal Yisrael in Golus? Why were they Mitzrayim in the most terrible hard world? What was the cause of this terrible thing? Said Moshe Rabbeinu, when he saw two members of Klal Yisrael reporting their fellow Jews to others, he says, aha, now I understand. If there are Yidden that can fall down to the lowest Madregas, speaking Lashon Hara against other Jews, that's the reason for the Golus. That's the reason that they're in Mitzrayim. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu explained to us the terrible aveir of Lashon Hara. Ba'oi nimtza mafarish b'medrash rabba parasha seitze. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ba'oi lemazeh. And it is yeh Lashon Hara b'neichem. Selakti shchina mi b'neichem. Because, says the Medrash, because there's Lashon Hara in here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken away his shchina. Aval la'osad lovay, it won't be that way. The Shechina will be with us, we'll be able to feel it, we'll be able to tangible see what's going on. V'oid mikum afuish mefarish is brought in, there's a posuk in Devorin Amad Gimel, v'hi b'shuin melech v'sasik roshi om, yachad shifte Yisrael l'perish Rashi, shom, v'umayma sifri, she'ei mosa yu melech Yisrael, when will Klal Yisrael be one, when will HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveal himself, when will Mashiach be here, dafke k'she'ein b'yachad shifte Yisrael, v'loya gudis ha'gudois, when Klal Yisrael are one unit, and we're not so separated, and everyone is together, then the Mashiach will be here, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will Megales, Gavaldiga, Kedusha, and His Shechina with us. V'yadua t'dova zeh rogil lovoi al yedei loshen hora. Says the Chofetz Chaim, the reason why Klal Yisrael are so split, there's so many different sectors, there's so many different sections, people are talking about this one's talking about that one. Says the Chofetz Chaim, there's one root to all of these problems. And that root is Lashon Hara. Because when you speak badly about somebody else, it causes you to become separate from him. It causes you to distance yourself from one another. And that is the cause for all of the machlokes that we're having in Klal Yisrael. And until the Klal Yisrael get together to become one, as one unit, as one unity, we can't have the Geula. Apart from this, we are desperate for our Kodesh Baruch Hu's brachos. How can we expect them to be chal? We're still so easy in this aveira. It's a mafurish apostle that says that a person is cursed when he speaks about badly about other people. Like Rashi says over there. Ulevad shar room sheisham oydal ze kemavor the kaimon soiv a psicha ein shom. Ulevad ze hala yodua mi gemara in the erichin is a gemara tes bobam and beis hanal shegoid lo oven azeu ein she says the gemara the aveiro of lashon hara has no measure, there's no amount, there's no top, there's no end, there's no maximum. Until a person chas v'shalom eventually is koifa in the ikur principles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'omim b'yushalmi in pey and perik aleph sh'nifroim in ha'odom avuzeh ha'ovim ba'olam hazeh v'akeren kayemes v'olam haba. The aveira, the punishment for a person speaking Lashon Hara is not enough in this world that you get punished. But there's so much punishment for this aveira that will keep some in the next world for you also. That's how bad it is. And the last paragraph of number two, the ayin the kaimon psicha v'sif yishmir zalosh and sham shetaknu amay meshas medroshim v'azoyah kodesh nizgorim ben yizeh v'mishi ayin misbun heitib em zesob v'saviz v'yishim v'gud lo'ovim. Says the Chofetz Chaim, we'll see later on when we learn how many lavim a person can be over when he speaks a couple of words of Lashon Hara, a few sentences to his friend. Says the Chofetz Chaim, and this is how he ends the second day of the Hagdom of the Sefer. if a person realizes what we're dealing with, his hairs will stand on end. That's how serious it is. And Rabbi said, we have to realize this thing, and I'm going to finish with this. The Chofetz Chaim tells us like this as well. You know, we all know aveiros are bad, and we know there's the worst aveiros, gila arayis, shvich hastomim, avodah zarah. The Chofetz Chaim is awakening us to a yisoid that we never heard before. Chofetz, that shmiras haloshon, when a person speaks loshon hara, is on almost, maybe more, of the same madriga as the worst possible aveiros that a person can do. The punishment is like the worst aveiros that a person can do. The repercussions of a person speaking loshon hara, what it causes to himself, whether it be bad midas, what it causes to Klal Yisrael, mazik to other people, and what it causes in Shemayim as well. We have to be so careful with our mouths, as we mentioned last time. The Rebbeinu Shem gave us such a beautiful instrument. Let's learn to use it properly. Let's understand that if we use it properly, we get tremendous results that benefits us and benefits Klal Yisrael. And we have to remember what the Chofetz Chaim said over here, and that we're dealing with not stam and aveira. We're dealing with aveira that's keeping us in this golus day in and day out. The tzoros, the terrible things that people are going through. You only have to think a couple of moments about things, people that are going through the most worst possible nightmares than previous years and years even that we're dealing with over here in Tovshinayin Hay. And all of this is a result of the Chofetz Chaim, is because of the Golus, which is a result of us speaking Lashon Hara then, and the reason we're here now is because we still haven't fixed it up. And therefore, Rabbi Say, the Chofetz Chaim over here is giving us a chance to fix it up, to work on ourselves. We all know that we're not meant to be perfect on one day, and therefore, Enachanami, it's a big sefer, there's a lot to learn. But the Yisoid is the Yisoidni Rabbeinu Yoni, we've said here many times, Rabbeinu Yoni says in the Mishnah in Ovis, what does the Mishnah say in Ovis? Call Shemaisa Merubim Mechachmosa Miskayemes. What does that mean? That when a person does more than he knows, his chokhmah is miskayim. In fact, Rabbeinu Yoni, I don't understand on the Mishnah. How can you do more than you know? You can only do the amount that you know. You can't do more. Says Rabbeinu Yoni, there's many, many riyas to this. That when a person is makabal on himself, and he tries, and he so to HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the schar right now, as if you did it. So Baruch Hashem, we're here together as a group to learn together, Sefer Chofetz Chaim, Shmiras HaLoshon. We've made this Kabbalah. The ladder's on the wall. It's halfway. Now we just have to learn to climb up rung by rung. And the Chofetz Chaim is going to take us, he's going to hold our hand through the Sefer and show us every Shaila. He's going to give us Siyata Dishmaya. Chazal tell us when a person learns the Halachas, he gets a Siyata Dishmaya. And Be'ezer Hashem, as we continue and continue, we'll see that we'll be able, Be'ezer Hashem, to Vesakin this Aveira, and we will have a Chelik in the Binyan Habayis, Shlishi, Vimheira, Vyameinu, Amen. Amen.